Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You don't always have time to listen to the entire show, even though we'd like to believe that that's what you do. So, in the interest of that, we've picked what we think is pretty good. So here's 15 pretty good minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show. Thanks for listening.
Hear the best 15 minutes of the Jeff Buchanan Show each day on the radio.com app. Just search Jeff Buchanan.
And good feeling story of the day is coming up in like 15 minutes, maybe 20 tops. Another shot at the big fat bribe, another $1,000 for you to take a swing at.
Awesome.
Another code word coming up at 7:30.
Very cool.
Spence's challenge today. Let's get serious now.
Ah.
Focus. Go look at something right now. My goodness. How much money?
$973 in the actual Terrible Heart Spence's challenge jackpot if you can tie him, but $1,000 on top of that if you can beat him.
We're just throwing money all over the place. Right? It's embarrassing. It's just, I mean, honestly. Please.
Our producer over there is making $8.25 an hour, and here we are giving money to everybody else.
Yep. That's how it works.
Yep.
So all of that coming up, but our friend Tiffany, sorry, I was looking at some comments on Facebook. We threw this out there the other day. Tiffany's boyfriend thinks they should take a break. Tiffany's very upset about this. And this is like, she's like, I need a P1's court. Well, that's what we're here for. He saw me break down and bawl like a baby when I read a text that my ex-husband is getting married. He completely flipped out and said the only reason, capitalized, only reason that I would cry like that is because I am not over him, which is total BS, because I can't stand him, talking about her ex. And we've been divorced for over 4 years. All women do this. Well, we all know that all women don't do anything.
That's,
you know what,
true.
I mean? All women don't do anything.
I wouldn't do that. No.
But you get where she's going here. I know. This is so funny, too. And I'm sorry, Tiff, because I know you're listening. But I am going to mock. Because when people say, all women do it, at least four of my friends. So if you get four, that means everybody. Huh. It's like the girl in the club. If you play the song, Davey, how many times have you heard that at the wedding reception?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Everybody's going to dance. You play it. Everybody will do it. You play it, nobody dances.
Exactly.
Except for that one girl.
I know she doesn't either, because nobody's out there. Well, nobody's out there. Get them out there.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but we digress. I know at least four of my friends who have exes who got married again, and every one of them cried when they found out too. Honestly, it's because I was more hurt than anything. And at the end, she throws in, and not knowing how a new mom is going to affect our daughter, only added to it. So is women crying when they find out their ex is getting remarried? Is that a thing? If in fact it is a thing, does it mean that they're just not over their ex yet? Rebecca?
Hey, I think my parents got divorced at a young age. I was in third grade. And then my dad got remarried at when I was a sophomore, and my mom bawled her eyes out. I have three younger sisters. So I think it is a thing, and I think my mom wasn't over my father, actually. So I think it is a thing.
Okay, so then a third question that comes into play. So then is Tiffany's boyfriend correct in dumping her, essentially? They're on a break. But now he says he doesn't want to be with her right now.
Because she's not over him.
Yeah, because he doesn't believe that Tiffany's over her ex. So what you're saying is you agree with the boyfriend.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Okay. Kristen, you're in line with that as well.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry, but it's one of two things. Either she still is worried about him, upset about him, or loves him, or whatever. Or she's totally petty, and either way, that is not what you want. I mean, she either resents the fact that he's found someone else in happiness, which is not a good thing, or she's upset because it's not her, and that's not a good thing either. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference.
Isn't that?
She didn't love him anymore. She wouldn't care.
Oh my God! Are you a doctor?
Save that for later. That's the final exam answer for later. Right. What is the opposite of love? It's not hate. It's what?
Indifference.
Oh, so good. So the boyfriend. You, once again, you say the boyfriend is right.
Oh, he dodged a bullet. He's right.
By the way, Kristen has the most adorable class of kindergartners out at Coral Academy.
Aww.
On Nellis Air Force Base.
I think they loved you.
Oh, God, I love them. I wanted to abduct all of them. Well, I know it's not right. Coming on the heels of Spence's white windowless van song earlier in the morning, I decided it probably
was. That was great.
Can I just ask this, though, real quick, since you're still here?
Yeah.
What about she dodged the bullet? This guy has no empathy. I mean, not to go, hey, and talk it out and go, why exactly are you upset? And just going, I think we need to take a break. I'd dump that guy quicker than anything, just because.
I can see that, but I just feel like that conversation he has with her, she's not being honest with herself about how she feels. So talking it out with her isn't going to help, because she's not acknowledging her own emotional situation. How do you empathize with someone who isn't even acknowledging how they actually feel?
Kayla Jo.
It kind of sounds like they did have a conversation about it, because she explained to him, I don't like him anymore. We're not in love anymore. But
yeah.
I do get emotional about this. So it kind of sounds like they did have the conversation about
and
it.
So he's
and
just
I might have felt differently. I might have felt differently if she had led with, I'm worried about my kid.
Yes.
But she didn't. That was an afterthought.
That was an ad.
And that really bothered me.
And I know at least four of my friends that have done the same thing, so it's okay.
I love appealing to a higher power that isn't really a higher power there.
Exactly. All right. Have a great day. Tell the kids. Tell the kids I said hey.
I will. Bye.
See you. She's the best. Kesia.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think people tend to have unresolved feelings, maybe some resentment, some anger, hurt feelings over what's happened through the divorce. I myself was already remarried and had another child. When I found out my ex was remarried, I found out in a crappy way. I came home because my daughter, when she came home from spending time with her dad, said, oh, by the way, my dad got remarried. I'm like, how do you know? He goes, because you have a new mom. That phrase upset me.
Yikes.
No new mom.
Wow.
There's still one mom. She may be a stepmom, but there's no new mom. And that upset me. Gave me a lump in my throat, but I think it was more over the rage as to how my daughter was introduced to the new wife.
That's not about the relationship. That's about your daughter. See, you would have mentioned, if you were writing that same email that Tiffany wrote, you would have said, guys, I need help here. I'm so mad. My daughter came home and told me that she has a new mom. How could he do that? You know, that's what you would have done. That email would have looked totally different.
Exactly. But when I found out, I was very cautious not to get extremely upset and cry over it, because I didn't want my current husband to think there's unresolved love feelings for my ex, because there wasn't. There was a lot of anger and resentment towards him from the years that we went through that led up to the divorce.
Yeah. No,
so
I got
me, I didn't want to make my current husband feel disrespected or like he didn't compare to my ex.
Yeah, but this is a totally different deal. Your deal is totally different. You're a good person. We'll see. Bye, Kesia. Jeremy, let's get a guy's perspective. We haven't talked to one dude on this yet. Okay, so number one, here are the questions. Is this a normal thing for women crying after finding out that their ex is getting married? You may not be qualified to answer that. Does it mean if they do cry that they are still in love with their ex, Jeremy?
All right. So I've been married for 6 years. All right. So when my wife hears about, you know, past exes, just past exes in general, she gets a little aggravated. Not because she has held on feelings. It's because she doesn't she wonders why it didn't work, and it makes her feel a little bit inferior to the women that are with her current exes. Not because those guys are the greatest thing since sliced bread, but because it's like, hey, I'm a great woman. What makes that woman even better? Why didn't my relationship work out with that guy, you know, in that situation? Why didn't my marriage work out in the previous situation? Now, you know, these are just feelings of more of resentment on why work, you know, feel less
valuable. Great stuff. Your phone's starting to cut out, so we're gonna let you go, but great stuff, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Facebook, we threw it out there on Facebook. What'd you find, Kayla?
Hello. She's like, oh my God, I wish that was me. Being the boyfriend, I'd be like, peace out.
Brandon says, dude, you are the rebound. She does still love him.
I find that amazing, because I don't think that's it at all. I feel like I'm on an island on this. I just feel like he's moved on and got married, and she's not married, and it's
Dude, I get that. We all have friends, though. Like, I have one friend who is now single again, but she can't move on in another relationship because she's still her past relationships from like years ago still haunt her because she's still weirdly attached to them.
Yeah, I was going to say these are connected, but I don't know that they are. But Jennifer says maybe she effed up in the relationship, and that's why it ended. And now that he's found someone new that appreciates him, it's killing her inside. And now because of that, now you got another guy that doesn't think you appreciate. Oh, my goodness. It's a vicious circle. It's ugly.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I want to preface this right now with... Sure, I fully expect everybody to puff out their chest and go, yeah, that's right. You got to tell your boy. You got to do it. I expect everyone to do that. We floated this out on Facebook, and that's pretty much what everybody said, right?
It's all one-sided that you should tell your friends.
You should tell, which is all well and good until you are about to lose your own livelihood, until your family is in danger. Until your rent isn't going to get paid, until your car payment isn't going to get paid, until your kid isn't going to have new shoes.
Right.
You know, or whatever. So the story, Spence.
These guys work together, and the one guy has got connections in management and hears things. The other buddy, his buddy is basically talking about they're buying a house, and it's come down that due to performance, this dude's going to lose his job. And his buddy's struggling with letting him know what's coming down the pike so he can be financially prepared for it. However, only a few people know about it, and everybody knows that these two guys are friends. So if the word gets out that he's the one that let it loose, he could lose his job. And the point was, he said, I got a mortgage too. I got a family too. And I can't, you know, I'm not sure what to do with my conscience here because I can't risk my livelihood, but I feel bad for my friend that he has all these plans and it may not be able to happen.
So just trying to play both sides, just for no other reason. What difference does it? Well, I guess if you stop him from buying the house.
Yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing. Guy puts down, you know, buys a house and then loses his gig.
Yeah, like, but how are you supposed to stop him from buying a house without blurting that out?
I wouldn't buy a house right now, buddy. Why not?
I just talked to my real estate guy, and it's just, wait, the bubble's going to burst. Just wait.
Oh, prices.
Yeah.
Bubble's going to burst. Prices are going to go way down.
They're going to go down. Just take a time. Remember 2008? Yeah, like that. Just wait.
But is that the way you go?
Maybe.
Is that the way you go? 702-364-9898.
Because I can relate to this in a way, not that I have any knowledge of anything, but let's say you knew I was, you talk to these management types. I don't really, I'm kind of out of the loop.
Yeah.
They talked to you and said, we're going to let Spence go. And you know, you're not going to tell me. I don't go, that sucks. You're not my friend. I would hope that you would, but you'd struggle with that.
I will say this. All honesty, turn the music down. That's how you know it's serious. Oh. When Spence and I, are on the same contract time frame, Kayla is not. So we were talking towards the end of last year to do our deal. And Kayla was talking about buying a house. And I was like, dude, I'd hold up. Not that I thought that anything was going to happen to Kayla, but if this show was going to move,
mm-hmm.
Kayla,
he was looking out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But Kayla plowed ahead and was like, no, we're getting a house, which only let me realize that she was like, yeah, leave, suckers. Yes, please. How soon can you leave?
Yeah.
Can I help you pack?
But it is a constant fear for me, too, especially because you guys are on the same cycle as far as your contracts and mine is separate. I'm always in fear that someone is putting a bug in your ear. And I would never expect you, by the way, to come to me and tell me, because that puts you in an awkward situation, and that is the last thing that I would want. If someone put a bug in your ear that said, hey, we're going to get rid of Kayla, you know, in the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't expect you to tell me.
I would hope I'd have some say in that.
I would hope so, too.
I would hope I'd have some say.
But in this case, you don't. You don't have any say.
Yeah, that's true. In this case, no.
The guy's not saying nothing. Yeah, the guy's not in management, so he's not. He doesn't get to decide whether his buddy stays or not. He just knows.
Really quick, Eric, what do you think? Should you tell?
I think things might end up playing out just fine without him telling and getting himself possibly in trouble. You know, if the guy is just now starting to look for a house, you know, it could be X amount of months until he even finds the house that he wants to buy. And he might have, you know, he might end up getting let go in that process in the meantime.
Right. And through the whole financing process, through the whole closing process.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all. Maybe there is a way, instead of a way through, there's a way around.
Hmm.
Maybe. No, do you tell?
I got a family and a mortgage, and I may never get another job. So I'm pretty much unemployable.
Limited set of skills.
Right?
You really can't, and I'm right there with you, you can't hold that against him. If you're the friend that gets fired, you can't hold that against him.
You tell?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
I really thought you were going a different direction.
No.
Oh, no. No. Just no.
No.
I'd like to think that I would. I'd like to think that the friendship would trump my financial concerns, but I don't know.
Yeah, but does this make you... Boy, secondary question. By not telling, does that make you a bad friend? Who cares if he finds out in advance?
The concern would be, like, let's say in this situation, you knew I'm getting canned, and you know that I'm a bit of a loose cannon, and you know that if you tell me, I'm going to lose my ish in this building and maybe go punch the chief engineer in the face.
This is real life, right?
Right? Okay. Yeah, this is real life. No, but that while I would try to protect my anonymous source, I might lose it if I felt it was unjust, and then you would get caught up in the fact, and you go, I'm not telling Spence.
God, and what if it wasn't, if it really wasn't true? Then after it's really not true, you punch somebody in the face, then you really are getting fired.
Right.
Wow. Tiffany, do you tell?
Yes. You know, you have to think of it in a different aspect. If they are true friends, like they hang out outside of work, how can you let your friend get into a sticky situation where they are going to possibly purchase a home? And what if he loses his job and it takes a minute to catch up to getting a job? Well, now you just put him as a friend in a whole different situation. One, I don't think anybody's really thinking about the legal aspect on here. Yes, the guy might know management, but he technically, for saying something, would not be in any kind of contract. It's not union. It's nothing like that. You know what I mean? So you really have to look at it as, hey, just so you know, Frankie, you're probably going to get fired. I heard something. Maybe you should talk to some of our management team. I just don't want you to go out there and buy a brand new home and spend, you know, say $500,000 on a home, and you're not going to afford it starting next week.
I can't. I'm looking around this room right now, and I can't imagine the situation where I wouldn't, unless I was mad. You know what I mean? But I can't. Right. I'm looking at the... If I knew, okay, Spence, let's talk about you and I and how many years we've done this show together. Yeah, if I thought you were in trouble and they went, well, you can't say anything. I don't know. We might have to go down with the ship together. You know?
Yeah, I kind of get that idea. Whereas God. you'd almost have to say to management, hey, you telling me is telling him. Kind of like we did that bit about being married and whether if you say something to your spouse, you say something to my spouse, whether I'm going to hear about it. And yeah.
Or if you say something to me, am I telling Amy? Probably.
Yeah.
At some point, if it's big enough. What? You just made scrunch face.
No, because I believe in the same thing that I'm like, just because you tell me a secret doesn't mean I'm going to tell Buddy a secret.
But honest to God, Kayla, if you knew, never mind, because you'd get rid of me at second.
That is not true. Don't spread that. No, I feel like this dynamic is super different though from that. Like we're We have to be raw like that on the air. So I feel like I would, like, our I don't know, it just feels different. Like, I feel like maybe I'd tell you. I'd probably tell, I don't think I'd tell Spence, because I'd be scared that he would take me down with him. But
I'm taking down the whole ship.
Yeah.
Y'all are coming.
You'd find a way, just out of spite, to take Kayla with you.
Yeah. God, I'm just a miserably disliked human being.
That's not true.
No.
That's not true, but you have a vengeance. You have a vengeful streak in you.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how that applies to Kayla or why.
Real quick.
But
look me in the eyes.
Bro. Yeah. Do I know?
Right. You see it?
No. You pay. No, it was, but it's passed.
No, that was a threat. Kidding.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Are we talking about you getting fired?
Yeah, if I got fired, that was my threat to make sure that you go down with me by looking.
Oh, creepy eyes.
No, and what I was telling you was, no, that was before. You've passed it now. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a couple of months ago. Yeah, no, it was touch and go. Yeah. You're good now.
Oh, that's good to know.
None of that's true, by the way. Just before anybody gets too excited, Stacey. Now, after hearing all of this BS, did we help you at all, or is it more confusing?
No, I think that you should not tell him. And I have two major reasons why. Number one, let's say he does buy the house. He finds the house of his dreams. Right now, the housing market, everything's going up. The mortgage rates are still low. It's really hard to qualify. If he knew he was losing his job and he tried to qualify anyway, that's fraud. Let's say he qualifies. Let's say he gets the house of his dreams. So for a minute, it might be a little hard for him to pay the mortgage, but he'll get unemployment, he'll get everything else, and then he'll get back up on his feet, and he'll have ultimately still got his house, saved his time and money. You know, he'd still be towards his future working well. And let's say he does say, "Hey, Bob, why didn't you tell me if you knew?" Bob just says, "You know what? I found out just before it was going to happen, and you know, you were already so far into the process and everything. There was nothing really I could do. I didn't want to shake up your dreams." You know, sometimes you just got to let karma play its role. That's what I think.
Interesting. Oh, great call.
Thanks.
Davey, do you tell?
On the face of it, I was no, but
what if you knew I was getting fired? What if you knew I was getting fired? Would you tell me?
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it via text. I'd have to talk to you.
Okay, want anything in writing. No, you can't have.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying though is like, it'd even be hard for me to tell somebody on the phone. I'd almost rather just like tip them off in person.
But here's the thing.
I'm not worried about how you do it.
But here's the thing. You've got 16 kids. How many kids do you have?
Yeah.
You're the breadwinner. You're going to risk being able to keep food in little oxen's mouth at home, because that's what you're going to do.
If they know that I find out that it came from you, because you don't know. I mean,
true.
I'd like to think that I could protect you, but I don't know. I'd be upset. I'd be hurt. I'd be mad. And who knows what I might say or do.
I guess it boils down to, I'd really have to analyze it out and see if they would have, meaning they meaning management, would have enough proof that I told.
We got to wrap this up. We got to get this done. Angie, really quick, you would only tell if what?
I would say to him, "Hey, I want to tell you a thing." I wouldn't allude to what it was. I'd just say, "I want to tell you a thing. Would you be willing to sign a non-disclosure?" If he's like, "No." And he's like, "No." Then you know that he would just run his mouth and screw you over anyway. And then at least you tried.
So wonderful to see you and Brandy last night at the Oscar party.
Oh, nice to see you too. We were cackling a lot. Sorry.
It makes me happy though to make Angie laugh. So that's good. All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
See you. And really quick, Shamari, I like this idea. This may be another way around. Shamari.
Yeah.
What would you do?
So I would just tell him like, "Hey, buddy, don't buy the house right now." And if he's like, "Why?" I'd be like, "You know, just don't buy the house." And then if he does get fired, and he's like, "Hey, did you know?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's why I told you not to buy the house."
That's how it works.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.